poet Andrei Codrescu likes to keep close tabs on events in his native Romania and other Eastern European countries, and he is fascinated by the way some Americans view politics in that part of the world.
Boy, do we miss the communists. Not a day has gone by since 1989 that the denizens of think tanks, the cold warriors, and the right-wing policymakers haven't let out a big sigh of regret. And now they're back. They're being elected in Russia, Bulgaria, and Poland. In Romania, of course, they never went away, so nobody had a chance to miss them. But the question everyone is asking regretfully is, are these the same old communists? Are these the same worthy adversaries who proved so useful to our military-industrial complex? There is some doubt, born, of course, out of the suspicion that these new communists may not have either the rigidity or the rhetoric of the good old ones who promised to bury us. Well, I have some news. Not only are not the new communists the good old communists in our imaginations, but there never were any communists like that in the ex-red fiefdom. Even before 1989, communists were no longer communists. In Russia, there were just feudal lords who ruled through an aristocracy called the nomenklatura. In Romania, there were nationalists who called themselves communists because they hadn't yet figured out a better name. The only thing these people had in common was the secret police, which was not communist nor anything else. They were just secret police, doing what the secret police did and does in Russia, Argentina, or Cuba. They spied on people, blackmailed them, got rich, and got bigger. This secret police is still there, only now a good part of it has become capitalist, and it now spies, blackmails people, and is getting rich. The opposition to the communists in all these countries is a sad spectacle of fragmentation. In Romania, for instance, the chief leader of the opposition has issued a document called The Contract with Romania. The contract with Romania, like the contract with America, promises a bigger and faster capitalism. In other words, the opposition sees the new communists just like the Republicans see the Democrats. Now that's progress, and it proves that normality is underway. But if you want good old-fashioned communists, you have to go into the retirement homes where barely alive Stalinists are making do on pensions that don't pay the gas bill. Those are no enemies, though, which leaves nostalgia where it always was, seeing things that never were.
Andrei Codrescu is a professor of English at Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge.